Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service News, Innovative Services and Community, Volume 3, Number 1, Winter 2012. Email, talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov. Website, libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. Phone, 208-334-2150 or 800-458-3271. Boise Public Library offers Adaptive Computer. Thanks to the generosity of the Idaho Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, ICBVI, the main library in downtown Boise will make an Adaptive Computer Station available in April 2012. ICBVI donated all the equipment and trained library staff to use it in order to improve access via the public library for those requiring reading alternatives. Located on the second floor, the computer station is available for unlimited use to any persons requiring adaptive technology, whether or not they're Boise residents. To use it, library users can ask a staff member on the second floor for assistance. The new station includes the following adaptive features: a large monitor to accommodate large print, visual enhancer software that can magnify and manipulate text to make reading easier, screen reader software that can change digital text into audible speech, a scanner for scanning documents for use with visual enhancer and screen reader software, a trackball mouse, which is easier to use than regular devices. In addition, users can download audiobooks offered by the Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service. The station also includes most of the features provided at Boise Public Library's computers, such as email, Microsoft Word and Excel, printing services, and filtered internet access. Boise Public Library also offers the following resources at all its locations: large print books, including both fiction and nonfiction titles for adults and juveniles; recorded audiobooks on CD, including adult fiction and nonfiction, and young adult and children's fiction; downloadable e-audiobooks; downloadable e-books; a homebound service that provides library materials to homebound persons in Boise retirement apartments, nursing homes, assisted living, and individual residences. To learn more, call 208-562-4002. For more information, call 208-384-4076. Email askalibrarian@cityofboise.org or visit one of Boise Public Library's four libraries. You may also contact the library via their TTY number, 800-377-3529. Bard Made Easy. Would you like to simplify the process of downloading books from Bard? CDesk for Media by Adaptive Voice can help. CDesk is a high-contrast, large-print, fully speech-enabled desktop solution for downloading and managing access to Bard. Downloading books from Bard can be tedious for sighted computer users and extremely difficult for very low vision users. The low vision computer user needs to be fluent with an internet screen reader and knowledgeable about the use of several other separate Windows programs. CDesk for Media contains just three simple steps. 1. Enter your book title or author name. 2. Select from the results list. 3. Choose Get. CDesk for Media will automatically retrieve the book from Bard, uncompress the files, store the book in its own directory on your disk drive, and transfer the book to your USB drive, digital cartridge, or Victor reader. The software is available for both personal computers and as a mobile application. For more information or to purchase CDesk for Media, check out their website at www.cdeskforbooks.com. The website also contains tutorials, frequently asked questions, and online support. Note, The Talking Book Service does not endorse any product for purchase. Please check out this product before purchasing. Commonly asked questions. 1. When I try to replay a digital book, it won't play. What am I doing wrong? The information given in the last newsletter issue is correct, but a simpler way to replay a book is to press the play button twice at the end of the book. The book will then go back to the beginning and start again. 2. When can I play magazines on my digital player? Since our last issue, the Talking Book Service has begun adding magazine titles to the Shelf project. Users with computers and high-speed internet access can now download locally recorded magazines. In addition, locally recorded titles will be sent to users on cartridges. You must return all magazines received on cartridges in order to receive the next issue. Magazines on cartridges will no longer be sent on cassettes. As each locally recorded magazine is converted to cartridge, users will be notified so that they can request a digital player if they do not already have one. See Magazine Corner for a list of titles that are locally recorded. 3. How long can I keep my books and magazines? Users can keep books for 4 weeks and magazines for 2 weeks. You can also call the Talking Book Service and ask to use books an additional 2 weeks. Please return books as soon as possible so that others can read them. Magazine Corner. Local magazines currently downloadable from the Shelf Project at http://webopac.klas.com/IDBPH are Idaho Magazine, beginning with January 2012 issue. Sandpoint Magazine, beginning with Winter 2012 issue. Overland Journal, quarterly journal of the Oregon-California Trails Association, beginning with Winter 2011 and 2012 issue. Locally recorded magazines are also available on cartridge and, like TBS books, must be returned to TBS after reading. The first to circulate on cartridge is Overland Journal, beginning with Winter 2011 and 2012 issue. Magazines that will circulate on cartridge in the near future are Idaho Magazine, monthly; Sandpoint Magazine, bi-yearly; McCall Magazine, bi-yearly; Owyhee Outpost, Owyhee County Historical Society Journal, yearly; Idaho Yesterdays, irregular; Idaho Landscapes, irregular. Recent donations to TBS. General donations: Donna Bretthauer, Deborah DeThomas, Kenneth Fallon Jr., Leon and Fern Graham, James and Loretta Jones, Charles Locason, Richard and Deanne Messersmith, Joy Rocco, Helen M. Stuntz, Floyd Turner. Memorial donations: in memory of H. Pierce Bilyeu, Marion and Sam Barton; in memory of Lee Farmer, Marion and Sam Barton; in memory of Dorothy Johnson, Marion and Sam Barton; in memory of B. Russell, Wayne and Billy Jean Cook; in memory of Alice Thompson, Dorothy Evans; in memory of Clarence Woodward, David Woodward. Donations are used to enhance the Talking Book Service and are fully tax deductible as allowed by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the name and address of all those to be notified. Please make checks payable to Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations can be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website, https://libraries.idaho.gov, by clicking on the Donate Here button in the lower left corner of the page. Thanks, too, to those who send goodies and notes of appreciation throughout the year. We enjoy the tasty treats, and we share with others your comments about how the Talking Book Service affects you. Thanks to all for your generosity. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. New locally recorded books are available on digital cartridges. To order, select the VDB number of the titles you want and mail the enclosed pre-address order form. Call 800-458-3271 or order online at https://libraries.idaho.gov/tbs/current-books/winter-2011. To download locally produced digital titles, go to http://webop.ac.kasinkitchenlas.com/idbph. Log in and click on Idaho Shelf. Red Hot Murder, an Angie Amalfi Mystery, Adult Fiction. Author Joanne Pence. Read by Sue Robinson. Chef Angie Amalfi leaps at the chance to spend some time away with her homicide detective fiancé in the Arizona town where he'd spent time as a boy, and maybe explore the possibility of a Southwestern-themed wedding feast. But her groom-to-be is going there to help a friend investigate a murder, and this tiny desert community seems to be a hotbed of deadly secrets. When a second course of murder is served up, Angie's tasty getaway starts to look more and more like her final meal. VDB 1197, published in 2006. 7 hours, 57 minutes. The Dash of Dr. Todd, The Odyssey of a Frontier Doctor, Adult Fiction. Author Howard E. Atkins. Read by Kenneth Cooper. 1825 to 1868. A man's life summed up on a gravestone in the Idaho City Cemetery. The Dash represents the fabric of the life of Frontier Doctor Daniel Locke Todd. Fresh out of Harvard Medical School at the age of 24, Dr. Todd takes passage on a ship bound for the California goldfields, and the adventure begins. VDB number 1212, published in 2009, 15 hours, 1 minute. The Winds of Sonoma, Regalo Grande Series number 1, Adult Fiction. Author Nikki Arana. Read by Susie Johnson. Angelica Amante at 24 must make a career-ending moral decision when the high-profile New York law firm she works for demands that she use her brilliant legal talent to protect the wealthy by exploiting the poorest of the poor. Christian fiction writer Nikki Arana lives in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. VDB number 1224, published in 2009, 10 hours, 49 minutes. Windy Stories, Storytelling Tradition from the Salmon River, Idaho. Adult Nonfiction. Author Marjorie H. Bennett. Read by Marianne Stevens. This collection of homegrown stories, transcribed in poetic format, reflects life along the Salmon River Valley, Idaho, at the turn of the century. Delightful and timeless, Windy Stories tells the tales through the storyteller's eyes and captures the rhythms of their voices. VDB number 1235, published in 2009, 5 hours, 12 minutes. Points of Prominence, Fire Lookouts of the Payette National Forest, Adult Nonfiction. Author Richard H. Holm, Jr., read by Margaret Dimmick. Over 100 fire lookouts existed throughout the Payette National Forest. Today, fewer than 13 are in use. From Hell's Canyon to the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness, Holm researched the histories of individual lookouts and describes how Forest Service fire policy evolved over the last 100 years. VDB number 1240, published in 2009, 5 hours, 12 minutes. Resurrection of the Bar O, the Tom and Jemima Davis story, adult nonfiction. Author Thomas Jefferson Davis, read by Deborah Lynch. The Resurrection of the Bar O is a family history of Tom and Jemima Davis and their Idaho cattle ranching legacy. Readers will enjoy Tom's story of buying and selling 22 ranches in his lifetime, and will also want to try some of Jemima's favorite recipes. Anecdotes from friends, family, and business associates make this ranching story come alive. VDB number 1241, published in 2010, 7 hours, 36 minutes. A History of Oakley, Idaho, adult nonfiction. Author Charlie Brown, read by Sue Vapp. This history of the town of Oakley, Idaho, was gleaned from the Oakley Herald paper, which was published from 1910 through 1960. Charlie Brown was the newspaper's editor for over 40 years, and the 80 years of stories chronicle the early days of the rough-and-tumble frontier town, which was also a staid Mormon community. VDB number 1243, published in 1999, 15 hours, 54 minutes. Life in the Upper Country, the Diary of Evelyn E. Amos, 1948 to 1957, adult nonfiction. Author Evelyn E. Amos, read by Chris Query. In the rare free moments she had, ranch wife and mother Evelyn Amos kept a marvelous diary on scraps of craft paper bags, backs of advertisements, and insides of old envelopes, recording from 1948 to 1957 the life and death of a family farm near Sweet, Idaho. VDB number 1250, published in 1990, 5 hours, 55 minutes. Then Came the Evening, a novel, adult fiction. Author Brian Hart, read by Lana Thurston. Vietnam vet Bandy Dorner awakens in his car mired in mud. A cop lies dead on the road, and his remote Idaho cabin is burnt to the ground. His pregnant wife has left town with her lover. 20 years later, when released from prison, he attempts to piece together a family with his son and ex-wife. This book explores whether or not they belong together as a family and the struggles they each face. Strong language and violence. VDB number 1252, published in 2010, 8 hours, 27 minutes. Straw Hats and War Bonnets, adult fiction. Author M.J. Freeman, read by Sue Vapp. This historical fiction is based on the Bannock Indian War of 1878. The Chandlers, a pioneering family, are homesteading near the Snake River. Chief Buffalo Horn and his band are on the warpath and heading for the Snake. Bits of history and humor are woven into this pioneer story. VDB number 1253, published in 1999, 4 hours and 54 minutes. Silver Strike, the True Story of Silver Mining in the Coeur d'Alenes, adult nonfiction. Authors William T. Stoll and H. W. Wicker, read by Marion Stevens. William T. Stoll, a young lawyer in Spokane, Washington, was lured by the infectious mining spirit in the late 1800s. In 1930, he related these tales to H. W. Wicker, who retained the engaging storytelling and colorful language of Stoll in this story. VDB number 1254, published in 1932, 6 hours, 20 minutes. Bizkaia to Boise, The Political Journey of an Idaho Basque, adult nonfiction. Author Quain Kenyon, read by Carla Stern. Pete T. Senarusa, Idaho's much-loved and admired legislator and Secretary of State, is profiled in this autobiography. This tough Idahoan, so proud of his Basque heritage, has served the state for over half a century. VDB number 1256, published in 2009, 4 hours, 54 minutes. Order a regional magazine on cartridge. Overland Journal. What are you reading? Pam Bradshaw is a longtime staffer at the Commission and is currently program supervisor and member of the management team. Pam is an avid reader who enjoys many genres. She recently read The Shadow of the Wind by Carlos Ruiz Zafón. This fast-paced novel is a story within a story and takes place in post-Spanish Civil War Barcelona. The story begins as 10-year-old Daniel Sempere, whose father, a used bookstore owner, takes him to a secret book repository, the Cemetery of Forgotten Books, and allows Daniel to choose one book to protect forever. The book Daniel chooses is The Shadow of the Wind. Once Daniel reads the book, he becomes enthralled with the author Julian Carax and wants to read all his books. To his dismay, no copies remain of previous works, and in fact, someone has been systematically destroying them by buying and burning them. As Daniel matures, he becomes more engrossed in finding out about the mysterious Carax. Daniel sets out on a quest to find out everything he can about the author and his life, hence the story within a story. Daniel enlists old and newfound friends and finds murder, madness, doomed love, and evil forces at work as one of the characters from the Carax book come to life, Lane Colbert. Adult Fiction, RC058940. Author Likes, Westerns, by Judy Mooney. Louis L'Amour is one of the classic authors of the Western genre. For other good read-alikes, try classic Western authors like Zane Grey, Larry McMurtry, Max Brand, Luke Short, or Elmer Kelton. Or try Western writers with a series. West Texas Series by Paul Bagden. Rendezvous Series by Winfred Blevins. Trail Drive Series by Ralph Compton. Saga of Texas Series by Will Cook. Calder Series by Janet Daly. Mountain Man Series by William Johnston. A Stone Creek Series by Linda Lael Miller. Wagons West Series by Dana Fuller Ross. The Trailsman Series by John Sharp. Skies West Series by Richard S. Wheeler. Volunteer Highlight, Charlie Kerr. Charlie Kerr began his volunteer service with the Idaho Commission for Libraries in November 2009 after hearing about it from his wife's friend who volunteers at the commission. Since then, he has contributed 900 hours of his time and talent. When asked why he chose the commission, Charlie joked that volunteer coordinator Sheila Winther was the only one to respond to my volunteering overtures. Charlie comes into the commission 5 days a week for 2 hours each day to review the works recorded for the Talking Book Service, TBS, by other volunteers. He listens to the recordings, editing out noises and flagging the infrequent mispronunciation. He said, "A guy my age needs somewhere to go and something to do. TBS furnishes this nicely." Charlie always finds the most interesting mistakes in the printed versions of the books we record, says Sheila Winther. The people who write the book should hire him to edit their manuscripts. Sorry, Charlie, we have to read them as they are written, no matter how much you would like to correct those erroneous facts. He is also great at finding our recording mistakes as well, which, of course, we do correct. Thanks, Charlie, for making our recorded versions an accurate version of what the author wrote. When he's not volunteering at the commission, Charlie keeps busy with a Spanish class at Boise State University. He used to be involved with an English as Second Language ESL program for immigrants. He also spends time reading the Idaho Statesman, the Boise Weekly, the New Yorker, and history. He said he tries not to give in to his detective story addiction. Thanks, Charlie. We appreciate all that you do. Volunteer Appreciation Week, April 15th through the 21st, 2012. From January through December 2011, 94 individuals gave 9,716 hours of their time at the Idaho Commission for Libraries, ICFL. This year, for Volunteer Appreciation Week, we will recognize their dedication and commitment with an event at the Commission using the Volunteer Appreciation Week theme, Celebrating People in Action. You'll be able to read about our Volunteer Appreciation event in a future issue of Connections, Talking Book Service News. If you would like to share your thoughts on the difference that ICFL volunteers make in your life, please mail us a note or send an email to talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov. Thank you for helping us express our deep gratitude to our great volunteers. TBS 10 Squared Club. The newest centenarian to join the Talking Book Service 10 Squared Club is Ellen Drake Rigby, born February 18, 1912. Voting in Idaho's May primary. State law and political party rules have changed as follows. The Republican primary election is open to registered Republicans only. The Democratic primary election is open to registered Democrats, members of other parties, and unaffiliated voters. All voters may vote the nonpartisan ballot, including candidates for judicial offices and local bond, levy, or other county measures. The office of president will not appear on the primary ballots because party delegates to the national conventions were decided by party caucus. Some polls have changed due to redistricting. Voters should check their polling place before Election Day on www.idahovotes.gov. Party registration and ballot choice are public record. Unaffiliated voters. Voters not registered with a party may remain unaffiliated or select a party at their polling place on Election Day. Accessible voting options are available at every polling site. Bring your ID. For official voting information and party registration forms, voters can visit www.idahovotes.gov or contact their county clerk. April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. Nearly 1 million people in the U.S. are living with Parkinson's disease, PD, a chronic and progressive movement disorder. For more information about PD, visit www.pdf.org/. Did you know that people living with Parkinson's disease may be eligible for the Talking Book Service? Visit https://libraries.idaho.gov/TBS or call 800-458-3271 for application information. Digital player and cartridges. We continue to convert our collection over to digital. As a result, locally recorded books produced in 2011 and later are available on digital cartridge only. But don't worry, we have a large supply of digital players. If you don't have one yet, call 800-458-3271 today to request one. This newsletter project is made possible by a grant from the U.S. Institute of Museum and Library Services. End of Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service News, Innovative Services and Community, Volume 3, Number 1, Winter, 2012.